Welcome to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurtleff. This show is heard on WBCQ The Planet every Monday and Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also hear the show on a number of platforms, including Podomatic, Spotify, Amazon, and TalkShoe. And I think there's about another half dozen or so. Well, what you could do is just do a search on your internet, put in Camp Constitution Radio, and you'll see up all the different platforms. And we do occasionally convert some of the shows onto YouTube. Those when we have special guests, which I don't have on a regular basis. anyway, this show is brought to you by Camp Constitution, which, among other things, runs a week-long family camp, a ladies' retreat, and a family weekend camp as well. And for more information on those events and those dates, you can visit our website and check out the calendar on our website. You can also see the other things we do around the country, around the region, and we'll actually be coming up to Maine next week. I should say, this week, Friday, Saturday, we're going to be doing from 9 to 2 o'clock at a church in Vassalboro, Camp Constitution Family Day, and we'll be doing some events here in Alton, New Hampshire as well. In fact, it's our program in Alton is concerning critical race theory, which I'll be talking about in a few minutes. Anyway, you can learn more about us again by visiting our website, campconstitution.net. Well, yesterday was Sunday, March 20th, and I know this show airs again on Thursday. We had a float at the Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it was we were extremely well received. It was the first time that we were in this particular parade. We did sign up and were accepted in the 2020 parade. Unfortunately, it was canceled. And this parade, I believe, is the largest attended parade, at least in New England, and one of the larger St. Patrick's Day parades. And it also celebrates Evacuation Day. Now, Evacuation Day was the day the British decided not to fight with George Washington and Henry Knox and their army because they had fortified Boston pretty well with cannons. And the first, and so Boston was sieged by the colonial army or the Continental Army led by George Washington. And this would be in 1776. The British just thought their losses would be too high after what they happened at Bunker Hill the previous year, where they won the battle mainly because the colonials ran out of ammunition and had to retreat, but the British took very high casualties. So now Washington had already had cannons placed in Cambridge and in Somerville, which then finally Henry Knox getting the cannons they won at Fort Ticonderoga, brought them across from New York through Massachusetts to Boston. And then Washington was able to get the men to fortify what is known as Dorchester Heights. It's actually in South Boston. And it was General Howe decided, no, I'm not going to risk it. There was some exchange of gunfire or cannon fire, but there wasn't a pitched battle. But you could say it was one of the greatest victories, Washington's first major victory in the Revolutionary War, because the British left. And I kind of say this somewhat tongue-in-cheek. They may have left physically, but there's still that Tory presence. And I look at that as the left in the anti-constitutionalist that now pervade Boston and Cambridge in that area. But that's another topic. But anyway, we had two of our cannons. Now, the cannons belong to one of our camp parents, Steve Wanager. He actually made these. One of them is a colonial mortar. The other one is a Civil War cannon. We had them on a trailer pulled by a truck, and we had we had the Christian flag, we had the Betsy Ross flag, the U.S. flag, and we put bunting around. It was a great time, and there were just thousands of people along the route, and they were just cheering us on. It was a good time. We got out some constitutions, but they had a policy about not handing out anything, and we did notice some of the participants handing things out and exchanging stuff. So we'll see. If we do it next year, we'll see, because we love to get out some constant. We would have passed out hundreds, thousands. We did a lot of about 1,000 constitutions. But anyway, they're going to be put to good use no matter what. And anyway, we stay busy. We got lots of events going on, and we do encourage you to check us out on our website, again, campconstitution.net. Now, this coming Thursday, I know most of you, of course, you're maybe listening to this all over the country, all over the world. You're not going to be coming to Alton, New Hampshire, but the topic is critical race theory. And I'm referring to this as a great website that's not as well known as it should be. It's called Conservopedia. It's sort of the answer to Wikipedia. And it's put out by the Schlafly's, John Schlafly and Andrew Schlafly, I think, are the ones that actually own it. And I'm just going to read it. It's not a very long article, but I think it's very concise. Sometimes the most concise articles are the best. Anyway, critical race theory, CRT, is a radical ideology asserting that races can be put into different categories, that white people are the oppressor and black people and minorities are the oppressed. Critical race theory is postmodernist that pins races against each other. Critical race theory also asserts that America was founded on racism and slavery, as well as that any attempt to end racism in America, such as Brown versus Board of Education, is just an attempt to maintain white supremacy. So in other words, nothing you can do about it. You're evil, you're horrible, and the only thing to do is to destroy your country, remake it into some socialist communist utopia. I added that, by the way. That's not in the article. Many parents have rightfully protested against critical race theory being taught in public schools. And it's not just public schools, too. It's being taught in universities, corporate America, and in the military. And so critical race theory rejects the core teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King that people should be judged on the content of their character and not the color of their skin. Critical race theory teaches that white people, white society, and white culture is inherently and irredeemably racist. Christopher Rufo of the Manhattan Institute, which is a conservative entity, said CRT isn't an exercise in promoting racial sensitivity or understanding history. It's a radical ideology that seeks to use race as a means of moral, social, and political revolution. Origins. Now, this is what's really important, too. We need to know what the origin of this is. So who brought this to where it is, and why are so many people adopting this filthy, rotten, hateful ideology? Critical race theory was devised by Derrick Bell, Barack Obama's favorite Harvard professor in the early 1980s. And there's a link to this guy, Derrick Bell. It's interesting, though. Here's this professor who was at Harvard University, and he claims, you know, white supremacy. How did he get there? You know, did he earn his way there, or was he just a token? You see, and by the way, these people are revolutionary communists. They have no love of America, and so that's why when we say what they say, we look at them as hypocrites. But they're not hypocrites. They're revolutionaries, and we must understand that. It's not a question of debating them and trying to change their minds. You know, these people they want to destroy this country. It is the foundational claim that the founding fathers were racist. CRT exemplifies Lenin's strategy as applied to race, according to Discover the Networks. Bell's theory is in turn an innovation of critical theory, which was developed by Marxist thinkers of the Frankfurt School in Frankfurt, Germany in 1943. And let me mention, too, this love of Karl Marx. If Derrick Bell and all of these critical race theory promoters were really critical of race, they would know that their hero, Karl Marx, was a flaming racist, too. He also was an anti-Semite, and I've discussed this before. He wrote a book called A World Without Jews. And people say, well, he was Jewish. Well, he may have been from a Jewish background, but that doesn't make him a lover of Jews. There is a book out called Marx and Satan by Pastor Richard Rumbron. Makes the case that he had embraced Christianity in his younger days and then rejected it and basically became a Satanist. Now, again, he makes a good case for it. I'm not saying that Marx was a devout Satanist, but let's put it this way. His Communist Manifesto is definitely satanic because, in Marx's own words, that communism abolishes eternal truths. Wasn't that what Satan is trying to do? All right, let me continue here. It was developed by the critical theory, which was developed by Marxist thinkers of the Frankfurt School in Germany, 1923. The Institute's left-wing scholars fled Hitler's Germany in the 1930s, relocating to Columbia University in New York. Critical theory teaches a view that all aspects of Western society are discredited, and this view forms the foundation of what we know today as political correctness. One of its most famous purveyors was the Frankfurt School's Herbert Marcuse, longtime associate of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Julian Bond. And by the way, Marcuse was also the one who taught Angela Davis. And Marcuse was a German communist. Marcuse invented the concept of partisan tolerance, that is, tolerance for leftist ideas and intolerance of all others. The Southern Poverty Law Center applies Marcuse's strategy in developing its hate watch list in Rules for Radicals. Author Saul Alinsky's used it in his own life's work. And let me point out something, too, when he talks about that we can tolerate left-wing views, but no, nothing other than that. Everything else has to be destroyed. There's a movie called Independence Day. It's a sort of a science fiction movie. The aliens are destroying the planet and have wiped out most of the world. And the president of the United States, he's in Area 51, and they capture one of the aliens. They're hideous, grotesque-looking things, of course. And the alien is communicating with the president, trying to say, is there anything we can do? Can we reach an agreement or negotiate? And the alien says, die. That's it. There's no debating people who want you dead, who want to radically transform this country into a third world stinkhole. You can't debate with people like that. You can pray for them. Yes, they're redeemable. They can pray for them, and maybe somehow they'll realize. And there's a lot of people that have come out of this, and that's really what our hope is. The average person that's embracing this is not a hardcore revolutionary. They're just buying into nonsense. They're buying into something because it makes them politically acceptable, socially be acceptable. But again, if you're white, I guess the only thing you can do in their eyes is die. If you're white and you are, because you're irredeemably racist, and you can't go out and say, well, I'm going to identify as a black person, that's not acceptable either. So that's how crazy, ridiculous this is. And by the way, what is a hate group? It's any group the left hates, that bottom line. And one of the things that bothers me is that some conservatives, the first thing they'll say, oh, I'm not a racist. Oh, I'm not an anti-vax. Oh, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. We need to stop that nonsense. Stop denying something we're not guilty of. You know, let them deny themselves. Let them say, oh, I don't hate Christians. Oh, I don't hate white people. Let them get on that bandwagon. We've been saying that for too long. Oh, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Stop that. Stop saying stuff like that because it's self-defeating. Oh, I'm not against immigration. I just don't like illegal immigration. No, tell them that we're a sovereign nation and we can determine who comes in and who does not come in. If you have nothing to offer this country, then you have no business being here. Bottom line, that's what you say. You don't say, hey, look, I've taken vaccines, but this particular vaccine and these variations of this vaccine are wrong and mandatory vaccines are wrong. So stop saying you're not an anti-vaxxer. That's the left-wing's terminology, okay? So here, Christopher Rufo says, CRT teaches that America is an irredeemably racist nation and that the constitutional principles of freedom and equality are mere camouflages, in the words of scholar William F. Tate, IV, for white supremacy. The solution, according to prominent exponents of critical race theory, such as Ibram Kendi, is to abolish capitalism and install a near-omnipotent federal bureaucracy with the power to nullify any law and silence political speech that isn't anti-racist. So anyway, these people who claim to be anti-establishment are doing the bidding of the white power structure. That's how pathetic these folks are. They think somehow they're getting back at Whitey, but what they're really doing is they're playing into Whitey's hands. They are the ultimate idiots, useful idiots. Yeah, they might have good lifestyles like the Black Lives Matter people that have 3 or 4 mansions and getting billions of dollars from corporate America. These cowards, these moral cowards in corporate America that cave in and give in to anything that these people promote. they are mocking you and they're laughing you and they hate you and they will destroy you. You know, it's like the Judas goat. You know, the Judas goat leads all the other goats to the slaughter, but guess what? He gets his in the end too. And that's what this whole critical race theory is about. Okay, so CRT and higher education. CRT has affected higher education in a number of ways, and many critics claim that higher education was the breeding ground for the theory prior to its spread into general society. CRT has been developed and spread in a large number of academic papers, with journal editors showing a preference for analysis that promotes CRT relative to other theoretical frameworks. In terms of faculty hiring, under Title 7 of the Civil Rights Law of 1964, discrimination on the basis of race in hiring and promotion is illegal. However, CRT adherents advocated that colorblind hiring and promotion practices must be abandoned because of inherited institutional racism embedded in traditional views of academic standards and quality. And let me interject here. Joe Biden, when he appointed Kamala Harris, he said before he appointed her, "I will appoint a black woman." Well, isn't that a violation of Title VII? Of course, it was an election, maybe not exactly hiring her in the strict sense. And then he said, I'm going to appoint a Supreme Court justice, and she too will be a black woman. And it's not just any black woman. It's got to be a radical, Marxist, anti-American degenerate. That's who I'm going to hire. And so he chose one. Will she get nominated? Most likely, because Republicans will be afraid of being called racists. And they'll say, yeah, she's a reprobate. She's a leftist. She hates America. Well, she comes out very nice. She's very pleasant on the camera. I like to see her in a room when the cameras aren't on and see what she says. I guess she has a propensity for letting child molesters out of prison. But we hope that that's brought up. But I'm sure that she will be nominated. It might be close, but she'll get the nod. Every single Democrat will support her. Everyone. And Mitt Romney will. Well, actually, it has to go to the Senate, not the Congress, but it would be close because it's a 50-50 margin. But we'll see. And I think when it comes to the U.S. Constitution says advice and consent. So all you need is a majority. You don't need a supermajority. Okay, starting in the 1980s, campuses began to adopt speech codes, seeking to limit student speech that black students would find hurtful without a corresponding limitation in speech that majority students would find hurtful. CRT provided a rationale for limiting traditional First Amendment rights of college students and staff. In contrast with the 1960s, when the civil rights movement fought to integrate campus housing, including fraternities and sororities, CRT has promoted safe spaces and segregated campus housing for minority students. The first and most thorough adoption of CRT in the United States was Evergreen State College in 2017. Proposals were advanced for race-based hiring and promotion, and administrators tried to pressure faculty to change the grades of black students who complained. The students took over the library administrative building, seized the cafeteria, demanded that the president stand down the police while they hunted down Brett Weinstein, the faculty critic, with baseball bats. When the administration called a town hall meeting, the black students actively discouraged white students from attending. The national publicity of the crisis resulted in a large drop of enrollment in donations. This school should have been shut down. It's a state college, a taxpayers' money, and basically when they adopted this, that means the communists have it, and they should have closed it down. In fact, I'm of the opinion that every single state college in the country should be defunded, federally defunded, and the state legislators should just abolish them, privatize them. If the commies want to run their school, let them pay for it, and then let them compete with the non-communist colleges. If you want your student to become a communist and hate America and destroy his or her life, come here to University of Massachusetts, University of New Hampshire, et cetera, et cetera. If you want your child to have a healthy outlook on life, be a productive member of society, then go to a non-communist college that is in the private sector. Well, I should say privatizing all of colleges and let the free market compete. And I tell you, these people will be sitting in empty classrooms in empty buildings. Under traditional theories, the goal of law enforcement was the adoption of clear rules of conduct and then enforcing those rules in a colorblind manner. Because law enforcement officials have to make split-second decisions that could result in serious bodily harm or death, most states adopted qualified immunity statutes to protect individual law enforcement officers from liability for such injuries. In contrast, CRT sees all events and interactions between police and minorities as involving race and the exercise of power to subjugate racial groups. Accordingly, CRT justifies movements to defund the police and to repeal qualified immunity for law enforcement. So, when what happened to George Floyd, there was absolutely no evidence that Derek Chauvin was a racist. He was married to a Asian woman. If he was a racist, it would have probably have come out prior to the incident. He worked for one of the most left-wing cities in the country. But it didn't matter. He was white and Floyd was black. Also didn't matter that Floyd asked to be put on the ground. Floyd could have simply stayed in the patrol car, been arrested, and this would have never happened. But the narrative is it doesn't matter. If it's a white cop and a black person, it automatically is racist. And what should have been a local incident, all over the world, the communists erupted. And again, most people didn't know. Some of these idiots on the streets with their stupid Black Lives Matter signs had no idea what they were victims. Stupid, cowardly victims. Corporate America, universities, defund the police. And by the way, the vast majority of Black Americans not only rejects this white communist CRT, but also rejects defunding the police because they're the ones living in the higher crime neighborhoods. And that's an unfortunate fact. It is a fact. It's not racism by promoting facts. And that's another thing, too. It's very difficult for anybody, white or black, to speak the truth on these subjects, at least with the mass media. We can speak the truth on this wonderful format and many others. But when you're in academia and you try to say this and you show here's a crime, this is what happens after we defunded the police, and a lot of black people are getting killed too. That doesn't matter. You see, they don't care. They will murder and kill. To get power, they will do whatever they can. And if it means killing every last person, they'll do it. They'd rather be rulers of a heap of dung than a prosperous country. That's how perverted they are. So my good friend, Reverend Stevie Craft, is right when he calls us crazy, racist trash. Proponents. A former Allenstown, New Hampshire middle school instructor, Daniel Radigan, and I don't recall this when this happened, pled guilty, and he's a white man, right? And Allenstown is a small town, very patriotic. You go through Allenstown, you'll see more American flags than houses, right? I'm about maybe 35 minutes away. Pleaded guilty to charges. He threatened to mutilate State Rep Keith Emmon and sexually assault one of his family members in response to the Republican lawmaker's support for anti-CRT legislation. Well, I'll tell you what, Daniel, you're going to have a little difficulty in a state that has constitutional carry laws, so go ahead and try it. Psychology and psychiatry. On September 1st, 2020, the National Professional Society of Caregivers, responsible for the mental health of individuals in the United States, adopted a resolution calling for true systemic change in U.S. culture because of institutional racism. And this, again, this is all in the wake of the Floyd nonsense, right? It is unclear how the duty to provide care in the best interest of individual patients will be comprised by this new goal of fighting institutional racism, or whether white patients will be treated differently than patients of color. And by the way, we're hearing that certain white people weren't allowed were passed over when it came to COVID vaccinations, which again, the vaccine, that's another issue. But anyway, Mathematical Association of America. Now, math is supposed to be an exact science, right? Oh, but now math is systemically racist. Mathematics is possibly the profession which deals with abstract truths and discovery independent of cultural factors. Our current mathematical knowledge has its origins in Arabia, Greece, China, India, among other civilizations. So again, it's colorblind. The Mathematical Association of America's Committee on Minority Participation in Mathematics issued a statement on October 2nd, 2020. Critical race theory, referenced in recent executive statements by the President of the United States, is an established social science inquiry which is grounded in decades of scholarship. It is misguided at best to reduce this theory to the race blaming of white people and to define it in the discussion of systemic racism as a divisive concept. Furthermore, banning training utilizing this scholarship to raise consciousness from federal and federal contractor workplace is an encroachment on science in the academy. Of course, this criticism is net because the executive statements specifically allow for teaching CRT objectively and prohibit in race blaming of any group, whites, blacks, or other peoples of color, or misusing stereotypes. Southern Baptist Convention. According to the Alabama-based Capstone Report, critical race theory has made its way into some of the Southern Baptist Convention's seminaries. At its 2019 annual meeting, messengers in the Southern SBC narrowly passed a resolution which stated the CRT along with intersectionality and other controversial construct could be useful tools in interpreting modern issues. They'll point out that any such not impinge upon biblical inerrancy or infallibility. Since when does communist nonsense have anything to do with being biblically consistent with Christianity? In response, a conservative Baptist network was formed in February 2020 to battle the spread of CRT within the SBC. It is concerned that CRT has overwhelmed the proper Baptist emphasis on evangelism and spiritual renewal. Boy Scouts, yes. Following the death of Joe, by the way, the Boy Scouts, I would recommend, I know there's probably a few good troops here and there, but if you could find an alternative to the Boy Scouts because they have been taken over by the left. Following the death of George Floyd, a nationwide panic arose to virtue signal support for racial justice as defined through the lens of CRT. For example, June 15, 2020, the Boy Scouts of America Executive Committee issued a statement that redefined be brave as including being anti-racist. The Boy Scouts of America stands with black families and the black community because we believe that black lives matter. This is not a political issue. It is a human rights issue and one we will all have to have a duty to address. Boy Scouts of America will require each Eagle Scout to earn a new diversity and inclusion merit badge, and all BSA staff will be required to attend diversity training. Oh, it's just on and on. So I'm not going to read the whole article here, but in the Trump administration September 4th, 2020, ordered federal executive branch departments to halt employee training based on critical race theory. Of course, Joe Biden totally brought it back. And we see the Chinese Communist Party is a big promoter of this, no kidding. And we see the pushback. The pushback has been pretty good, not enough. In fact, you have to ask, why did it take parents so long to push back at what's going on in the school system? So I think, like a lot of these crazy things, I'm optimistic that by exposing it, we're going to out the communists, these evil people, and it'll be rejected. We know that the vast majority of Americans right now don't buy into it. But when you get a young mind, and they're doing this in elementary school, and you know when you're that young, your brain, you know the male brain doesn't fully develop to he's 25. Females a lot earlier, but when you're that young, you tell a little 5-year-old that Santa Claus exists and he comes down the chimney. He's going to believe you. If you tell him that all white people are evil and this country is evil, he's going to believe you. He's not going to question it. He's going to trust the adult who's telling you that. So parents, get your children out of these government schools as quickly as possible. Don't even give it a second thought. Say, oh, well, I don't have the resources. Get the resources. There are plenty of resources out there for you to utilize. And again, expose this. Go to Conservapedia. Go to our YouTube channel where you're going to find videos on this, and expose this. There's a lot of good work out there. Lots of organizations have come out against this, so it's really important that we put an end to this nonsense. Well, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for listening to our show, Camp Constitution Radio. And until next week, may God richly bless you.